Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, do you really know what the ideal medicine is? Maybe you don't. Maybe you think you do, or maybe you'd really like to. And this is an opportunity to find out. And to help us know that and appreciate what we can do for ourselves in better ways is our guest, who I'm so excited to interview because he's extremely knowledgeable about all aspects of health, and especially the one we're going to talk about in this show. So I'm thrilled to introduce Dr. Edward Group. Dr. Group, welcome to Energy Stew.
It's a pleasure to be on. You know, it's so good talking to you. And we have such a long history in the natural, not alternative, but the real form of healing, which is God's form of healing and the natural form of healing. So it's I'm really excited about being on your show today. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's talk about this ideal medicine and why is it ideal, and what is it that we need to know that most people have no idea about?
Well, the reason most people have no idea that we have the most powerful medicine within us already is because they have been led to believe they need to look outside of themselves and go to the doctor's office if anything goes wrong with them. One of the biggest things that I've learned from talking to thousands and thousands of clients and patients over the years, for 25 years, is I would always ask them the question, can you explain to me why you have diabetes? Can you explain to me why you have cancer? And I found that nobody could answer that question. And that's done purposely to take the power away from themselves, to learn about themselves, to learn about the power that we have within, and put it outside. When you're putting your own power outside of yourself, then you are succumbed to the fear mongering and the propaganda and everything else that you're learning through social media or through TV or through some external stimulus. So we've been involved in the natural, healing for, many, many years, and we continue to study even, natural healing modalities from the beginning of time. I was first introduced to urine therapy in 1995, actually, by a guy named Dr. Jesse Partridge, who told me that he was using urine therapy or uropathy, whatever you want to call it, to work on pretty much any health condition that's a negative health condition or a negative immune function, cancer, I mean, you name it. And, we would go to these underground cancer conventions or go to these health shows all the time. And he would walk around, he would just kind of snicker at us. And he said, one day you're going to learn that you already have everything you need to heal whatever's you're suffering from, and it's coming out through your urine. And so I was intrigued by that. And he handed me a book back then called Your Own Perfect Medicine by Martha Christie. And today still, it's probably the Bible of urotherapy because it's the first scientific based book that's ever been written on urotherapy or urine therapy. And Martha Christie wrote that book in the mid 90s because she was getting a lot of questions. Well, where's the science behind it? Where's the science behind that? We're not supposed to, drink our own urine. That's a waste product. Well, it's actually not a waste product. We were taught wrong there for years that urine is a waste product, that it's an elimination. But if you really look deep into it, the only thing that comes out of, let's say, the penis or the vagina, talking about men just for a second, is life-giving or living substances. So all the other ways that we eliminate chemicals and toxins through our skin, through our breath, and through defecation are not really, life-giving substances that create life and that are living. Sperm comes out of our our penis, which is a creates life. And so does urine. Urine creates life. Urine is actually a very highly vibrational substance that contains over 2,500. Now they've actually, believe it or not, identified close to 3,500 nutrients, amino acids, hormones, everything that you need to balance yourself out and to become in perfect harmony. And it's really 95% distilled, living, structured water as well. So it's a high vibrational medicine that is unique and formed specifically by God and by your body every single day with your biochemical system, your physiology, that produces the perfect medicine of what you need to balance everything out. And it comes out through your urine on a daily basis.
Well, when I mentioned this to my wife, these factors and how wonderful this is, and her immediate reaction was, how come we're told that dogs can't pee on plants and flowers because they kill them?
Well, that's just because it's highly concentrated. If you look back to the ancient days in ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, urine has not only been used to drink. Urine has been used as a fertilizer. It's also been used in ancient Rome outside of the cities. They were used for the wash of tears. None of the urine went to waste, by the way. People would pee in the urine and it would all run through clay tubes to the outside of the cities because it is a detergent and it works really well at bonding to toxins and dirts and to things that aren't supposed to be there. So the washaterias were always on the outside of the towns because of the smell, obviously. But urine they would use urine as a detergent, as a natural detergent. And one of the reasons why dogs and cats, when they pee, kills the grass and kills things is because we're feeding them the wrong things to begin with. Like animals in nature eat living foods. What we're feeding our pets is we're feeding them rendered, dead, microwaved, highly toxic, contaminated with pesticides, insecticides. Animal feed right now for our pets is one of the worst toxic things that you could put in your pet's food. And that's why pets are coming down with the same disease as we are. And they're coming down with the cancer. So when a pet pees, when you feed the pet the wrong type of food and then it pees, it's going with the pesticides and insecticides and all those chemicals, it's going to kill off whatever it pees on.
But I thought those were filtered out and not in the urine, but in our stool.
So yes, they are, but you still have a homeopathic imprint is what they call it. It's not going to harm you if you put it back in your system, but you can test for these things in urine. And you will find that they've been conjugated, which means they're not necessarily in their active form, but they still have a small energy signature. And what it does is it actually signals the body, just like taking a homeopathic would, for the body to excrete more of that compound so you can bond it, but it won't actually go back in as a complete atom or a complete molecule of mercury or a complete molecule of lead or a complete molecule of glyphosate or atrazine or any type of harmful chemical. Now, the other reason that the pee, and this could be the other reason. There's just two reasons. There's two philosophies or behind that scenario. The other one is our urine is highly concentrated. And so if you look at the old ways of making fertilizers, you only use an ounce of urine per gallon of water to dilute it. So most likely if you were to take an animal's pee and if you were to dilute it 1 to 100 or whatever, 1 to 120 versus the ounces, it would be in the perfect ratio to act as a fertilizer.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, I was talking about interviewing you in a discussion group I was in last week, and this guy said that he has been putting diluted urine into his garden, and that he feels that when the vegetables grow, they actually know his DNA. And they grow to support his own DNA from his own urine.
Yes. So urine is one of those things, like there's a lot of unknowns in science, right? So you have science where everything has to be proven. You have to say, okay, this works this way, this works this way. And then there's the old school philosophy of how nature does things. You know, we don't know when the bloom is going to happen, the exact time on a tree. This is the energy and the vibration, the quantum vibrational fields that are given to us in nature and that our bodies resonate at and create things that each individual is different and unique. This is kind of the world, the quantum world that we should be looking at and we should be believing and we should be living in. And I do believe that that is the case. If you were, because your energy and your stem cells and the perfect balance of what you have in your body is coming out through your urine. If you read the Anastasia books, you know, by Vladimir Megre, they talk about in Russia doing a lot of experiments with putting the seeds underneath your tongue and for a certain amount of minutes, and that the seeds will read your DNA sequencing and read your energies and your vibrations, which, by the way, Tesla and Einstein, both of them stopped eating meat because when they realized through meditation that everything, they've always known that everything is nothing more than energy and vibration and frequency. That's all we are, and that's all living things are. So they knew that by eating meat, it would reduce your vibrations and your energies because of the karma aspect of it and because of the death of the cattle and the emotions that transfer over and just the low vibrations that it caused in the system. So I believe that that is true. I believe that if you do the dilution and you put it in your garden, that the plants will be able to read the energies of your body and produce the whatever you might be deficient in.
Right. Now, I have another question about our DNA, or at least our vibes in the urine. I was imagining that maybe a really good part of a wedding ceremony would be to exchange urine.
Well, it used to be one of the main things that was used for fertility. The male would drink the woman's urine and the woman would drink the male's urine for 3 months before, you know, while they were trying to conceive. So it is very possible. And even in history, it goes back to drinking children's urine for fertility as well. Children's urine was coveted in the ancient days, especially back in Egypt and through Tibet and the Himalayas, where when a woman would have a child, the special diapers or the urine from the child, as young as the child, the younger the child, the better, actually, the more potent, would be collected. And it was considered only for the gods or only for the kings or the queens, and they would collect it. And in some cases, the families would be paid in gold or would be paid something from the royal palace. And they would take that, and only the high priests and the queens and the kings would drink the urine for its life-giving stem cells and for energy and for the ability to rejuvenate. And not only would they drink it, but they would put it on their skin.
And I think one of the reasons why it's an ideal medicine is because of the stem cells.
Yes, absolutely. The beautiful thing about it is, as our body, you know, millions of cells die every single day, and then cells are created every single day. And by putting the original codes back in our body and getting our original stem cells. And by the way, in urine, you get stem cells from every single organ back into your body on a daily basis. I joke around because years ago I did a stem cell documentary in Thailand. I flew over there for a month and we filmed and spoke with all the top stem cell doctors in the world who were reversing all kinds of conditions, and a live stem cell treatment. They take the stem cells from the amniotic fluid and they take it from the placenta and they take it from the umbilical cord. Well, that's all basically urine, because, you know, you're drinking, the baby basically drinks its own urine or the mother's urine the whole time it's in the womb.
Wow.
So anyone out there that says they've never drank their own urine, everybody's drank their own urine, and you soak in urine. And that's why baby's skin is so soft when they come out as well.
I saw a list of nutrients that you had on your web, one of your webinars, and it has dozens of nutrients that are those nutrients that are found in urine?
Yes, they are. There is a website that we have on our urotherapyresearch.com that we're trying to provide everybody with as much information and research for free, because it is one of those topics that it's very hard to, I would say it's probably one of the most difficult to wrap your head around. You know, we've been, I say it's probably one of the most suppressed medical breakthroughs that I've ever come across. Medicine has been studying this for years. And as a matter of fact, there's a whole host of pharmaceuticals that actually contain one or more components of human urine. Even the AMA came out in the 1950s and said that it's the most studied compound in all of medicine. So it's not something that's taboo or that hasn't been studied. But I mean, yes, you have urea in there, for example, which is one of the most used in the cosmetic industry for anti-aging. One of the things recently, you know, as we know, we've been going through this deception and lies and divisions in our planet right now as we're coming into this great awakening phase, which is actually a really beautiful thing that's happening now. Even though most people, you know, that their consciousness and their vibrations are not really on a high level, those people are having to go through lots of trauma right now. And that's not nice. They're going through lots of suffering and lots of pain. But sometimes it takes going through the dark to get to the light. Sometimes people have to go through trauma. They have to go through pain. They have to go through suffering to be able to awaken to a whole nother consciousness.
And urine has brought people out of their death throes.
Urine is amazing to work with consciousness. It's another big reason why I'm really into urotherapy, is because of all of the documentation that we've pulled up from the ancient sages, the masters in India, you know, the Himalayas, and the spiritual benefits of it. You know, pineal glands have been calcified on purpose with the fluoride, the bromide, and the compounds that have suppressed us spiritually.
So this can clear the pineal gland, but now, Let's talk about application too, because it is a short show. We can always talk another time too, but people will wonder, how do you get started? What do you do? And, you know, because I'm thinking, yeah, I would even want to rub it over my third eye and as well as be drinking it every morning in the first urine of the morning. To at least drink a few ounces. Some people can start off with just a drop or two if they're uncomfortable.
I've only had, and we've dealt with like very, very serious cases to the point where people were just riddled with all kinds of disease and fungus and everything else. I've only had one case actually out of thousands of people that are doing this that had to back down to one to two drops. Most people can start off with their first morning urine midstream. It doesn't have to be midstream, but it's kind of recommended in the books that you know, if there is any waste, or if there is any, I don't think there's any such thing as waste in urine. I think it's all there for a reason, and it's all beneficial. However, you can start by just peeing for a couple seconds just to flush everything out, and then collect 1 to 3 ounces. And then you can start with that, with your fresh morning urine. Now, like I said, that most people are able to handle 1 to 3 ounces. And the thing about it is you can mix it in with juice, organic fresh juice, or your smoothie or your protein drink or whatever. If you're, you know, if it's a mental thing, it's a mental thing that we've been just to show you how powerful the forces at work, the dark forces at work are of manipulating our minds to think that that is a nasty waste product that's coming out of it. When actually you can talk to any medical doctor and they will tell you that urine is sterile. It's completely sterile. So start with 1 to 3 ounces. But if you do notice a detox reaction, you can always cut down. And then you can just work your way up to where eventually every time you go to the bathroom, you're collecting a little bit and drinking it. And that's a perfect scenario.
And it ages well too. It doesn't go bad. So you can leave it out. You know, might want to cover it over with some cheesecloth or some, you know, cotton or something, but it really goes on and on getting better and better.
That's the beautiful thing, because like I said, it's life. It creates life. And so there have been tests done on urine. We call it evolved urine. Brother Sage actually came up with that terminology, which I love, because it's not really aged. You know, we associate age with getting degenerating. But what happens with urine, you can take a mason jar, take a 1 liter mason jar, fill it up with your fresh morning urine every morning until it's full. You can seal it, or you can leave it open to the air, put a piece of cheesecloth and a rubber band over it. It will smell up that area if you do that, because as it goes through this evolution process and it becomes stronger and stronger, it's a good idea also to do what's called solarizing it. You can put it in a windowsill that gets about 1 to 2 hours worth of sun. So the sun will actually energize it. It's called solarizing your urine, your evolved urine. And the urine becomes living. It's almost like a raw apple cider vinegar in a way. It starts developing the mother on the bottom, and it starts becoming extremely powerful. I recommend a minimum of 9 days. What we found is that after 9 days, it becomes really, really strong and really, really active. So when you evolve the urine and you start, you know, using that type of urine, it works better on skin conditions, and it's more powerful. It becomes more powerful with age. Now, I've talked to practitioners that have urine that they've been saving for 25, 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And they still take a couple drops. So it's like a fine wine. Now you can, you can seal it off. Okay. It will still, if you want to create aged or evolved urine, and you don't want it smelling up your house or don't want it smelling up your bathroom, just put the seal, the mason jar seal on top of it. It will still evolve. It just will take a little bit longer to get to the high level of potency and concentration.
And there's so many uses of it for eye drops and ear drops and nasal lubrication. I don't know what they call it. But and how about gums and teeth? And it goes on and on. There's so many uses for it. And I'm excited about it. I just feel blessed every morning to have it. grateful to be peeing anyway, but loving the potential of it. And I've been aging some or evolving some and appreciating that. So I plan to do this all my life. And I don't think there's any reason not to. It doesn't make any sense. So we're getting near the end of the show. You have so much to offer all the time. I mean, you're constantly being available online, and you have all kinds of seminars and workshops, and you teach about so many different things. So it's great for people to connect with you. So let's give them that information again.
Yeah, I try to do as much as I can, because I feel like, you know, like you, and we've been here, put on this planet to try to educate and to help as many people as we can. And it all starts with education and and giving people the confidence that they can take care of their own health or be their own doctor. So I believe the true definition of a doctor is a teacher, not a prescriber. And they can find me on YouTube at Dr. Group. They can find our company, which is Global Healing, at globalhealing.com. Telegram is where I've been. You know, we've all been censored pretty severely over the last couple of years about getting the truth out there. So Dr. Group Official, at Dr. Group Official on Telegram is where I'm personally on there becoming really active. And that's where you can get the uncensored, real good, updated knowledge of what's currently going on in the world and the solutions to everything that people are suffering from. But those are the main channels, and I appreciate you letting me talk about that.
Oh, no, this is so important to connect with you and for the audience to learn about you. And urine is, I mean, for us to be introduced to the idea of medicine is fantastic. And I hope people can have listened hard enough to appreciate that it's worthy of stepping into this and giving it a role.
Believe it or not, I mean, I think now is a really good time. We've had overwhelming positive responses to this. And we're just here to help people. And like I said, we set up the urotherapyresearch.com website, and we have the PDFs and all the documents dating back that we were able to get to verify this. So it's all free. You know, go there and look at it and learn and go through the documentation yourself. We're coming to a point where we really need to start having an open mind about everything. And, you know, once people are able to do the research themselves and to actually read about the history of it and read all of the success stories, and we have a massive amount of documented complete reversals of practically every single condition you could even think of, including conditions, genetic diseases. So wow. It just brings more confidence and hope to people.
And I love this because I also want to be as healthy as possible. So thank you so much, Dr. Group, for being on Energy Stew. I love talking with you.
Oh, thank you for having me on anytime. We'll have to do a follow-up.
Good. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at prn.live. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.